What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show here. It's Tuesday, March 14th, 2017, and we have got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. First of all, happy Pi Day. It's 314, and for all you science tech geeks, everybody says, oh, it's Pi Day, and so forth and so on with all of that stuff here. Quick little program note, tomorrow in our third hour, we're going to have Joe Moulton. He's the CEO of Guns 80. They used to be an advertiser on my website and on RBN, and apparently they have been played foul by NBC News, and so we're going to be talking about that, a little bit of a, you know, pushing the gun grabber agenda. And I guess before we get any further in the show, let's go ahead and get into the news here. Now then, a former CIA officer, Michael Schur, has gone public saying that, yes, there is no question, Obama did bug Donald Trump, saying that Obama was behind the FISA warrant on Trump, and the FISA warrant was based on a fake website that was set up by one of the never-Trumpers and used to artificially create a chain of evidence to frame Donald Trump to get the FISA court to go along with the warrant against him. But even more damaging is the revelation. Three intelligence sources have now confirmed to Fox News that President Obama was spying on the Trump campaign using outside contractors. Apparently, he used GCHQ. This is coming from Judge Napolitano, GCHQ, and a British intelligence and security organization, and they have 24/7 instant access to the NSA database. Remember that NSA database that captures everything that we're doing and has been made available without any filtering to other governments around the world, including Great Britain and Israel. And apparently Obama, according to this report, was using the NSA data collected on Donald Trump, sent to Great Britain, then filtered and sent back to him to try and find damaging information to give to the Hillary Clinton campaign to win the election. And despite all the skullduggery, she still lost and will continue to lose. And apparently Donald Trump's investigators have asked for a little more time before they present all of their evidence about the wiretapping to congressional investigators. The new deadline is the 20th of this month, and they're pulling it all together. And, of course, John McCain and the other deep staters are trying to find out just what Trump has so they can go on out and bury data and, if necessary, bury witnesses to keep the lid on all of this stuff. But basically, Senator Rand Paul on Sunday's Face the Nation was saying, yes, the NSA routinely monitors Americans' communications without warrants. That's certainly what Edward Snowden put on out there. And that includes our politicians, our leaders, everybody. Everybody's being spied on by the NSA, and anybody with access to that data wields tremendous, unelected, unaccountable power over our lives. And that is unacceptable. Now, the corporate media is flip-flopping all over the place trying to save face on all of this issue. Back in 2012, the corporate media was actually running a story on how the CIA planned to spy on us through internet-connected dishwashers to find out when we washed our dishes and possibly even what was on the dishes being washed. Now, of course, the corporate media is saying, oh, it's impossible to spy on people through TV sets. And really, you should just forget about all that nonsense here. Now, over at HBO, John Oliver did four straight minutes defending the CIA from the WikiLeaks allegations and ended with this very flippant comment that if you don't like being spied on by your TV set, you can just unplug it. Well, certainly we're unplugging John Oliver's show. I actually did that a long time ago with his very obvious liberal bias. But it doesn't matter anymore if people are unplugging their TVs or not. The real criminals, the real terrorists, the people who know they've got things to hide, know not to be doing things in front of their TV or other appliances. Now, of course, we have all these people in the intelligence community coming on out, trying to reassure us all that our constitutional right to privacy is still being protected. But remember, spying is lying. That's a big part of the business. Spies lie. That's what they do. And remember, one of the big revelations coming out of the WikiLeaks dump was the CIA's using other nations' hacking tools in order to break in computers and lay a false trail to frame an innocent third party. It's all deception. Spies always tell lies. A day without lying is a day without joy in the eye of a spy. So that's what's going on. A little more sober comment coming out of an article that appeared in Judge Napolitano's own website. Congress created a monster. And they're going back and talking about how the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act was passed by Congress in the aftermath of Richard Nixon's use of the CIA and FBI to spy on his political opponents. Well, the problem is that that court didn't offer any protections. It rubber stamps everything. It is very, very rare for them to refuse a request for a warrant. They did refuse Obama's first warrant on Trump because Trump's name was actually in it. The second warrant, they took Trump's name out and they loaded it up with that false trail of evidence created with the phony website. And that's why they got the warrant. But it is out of control. And again, that Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Look at that first word, foreign. Its warrants are valid only outside the United States of America. Inside the United States of America, all American citizens and legal residents are protected by that Bill of Rights. And it's out of control, and it's being used for nefarious purposes. All right, we're going to grab ourselves a phone call. Dee Dee in Honolulu, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I'm a new listener.
Dee Dee, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I can hear you.
First-time caller and a new listener to your show, and I like your show very much. I used to be an avid listener of Alex Jones. I still listen to him, but I love your show. I'm calling because I'm very concerned about this latest move in Hawaii to make it a sanctuary state. I'm wondering what these people are thinking when we have the worst roads in the nation, according to a poll I heard of. We have a rail that is billions of dollars in excess of what we need. We have a homeless situation that does not look as though any progress is being made with, and yet they want us to become a sanctuary state. And I find it very fascinating that Obama has just made a surprise visit here. So between the case that we are now in action with against Trump's latest immigration move, and then now we want to become a sanctuary state with our resources highly threatened. What is going on here? And how do we address this?
This is a classic case of political ideology overcoming practical reality. Now, the good news is, as of right now, Hawaii only has 7 refugees in the state. Hawaii talks big about open borders, but so far only 7 refugees have actually shown up here. But this is all about pushing the globalist agenda. It's all about the liberals pushing back against Donald Trump's unexpected election victory last November. And the hard reality is that every one of these people talking about sanctuary state and defying federal immigration authority, they are in violation of Title 8. They should be arrested and put in jail. Because the law of the land is, if you are protecting and harboring illegal immigrants of any kind, that's a crime. And you can go to jail for up to 5 years for that. Now, if you're profiting from it, it goes up to 10. Now, you're absolutely right about the homeless situation. Claire and I are involved in 2 separate programs of trying to provide money to feed hungry children in families where the food stamp money runs out in week number 3 of every single month. And we're involved in another program that's just feeding the hungry and the homeless. It is a major problem, and it doesn't show any signs of going away. And you're absolutely right.
Or getting better.
It's not even getting better. We had to recently sort of increase what we're chipping in here because they're coming up short between that and the rising food prices. And you're absolutely right. Every place that's taken in illegal immigrants and refugees, it is a huge economic strain. We're seeing it all across Europe. It makes absolutely no sense in terms of what is best for Hawaii and the Hawaiian people. But again, this is all about political ideology, and the actual real-world effects of it are just not even being considered at all at this point.
Well, we're trapped in this democratic-controlled state, and what can we do, the local population, in response to this travesty?
Well, again, I'm not sure how strong democratic control over the state is. We've had our own problems with election fraud allegations going back to Cayetano. So I think what everybody in every state needs to be working on right now is demanding not just a promise of election system reform, but an actual delivery on the goods. We were promised election reform after that Florida 2000 debacle. We've been promised election reform following last year's disaster. Now's the time for the American people to say, we demand honest elections. Because certainly around here, what I was finding going around the election is I found the people I talked to were almost evenly split between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, and yet the official election results from Hawaii were heavily in favor of Hillary. And we now know that investigators, despite obstruction by the federal government, investigators in states are finding all of these instances of election fraud, all of it favoring Hillary Clinton. So the first thing we have to do is actually get our people back in control of who sits in government. And we're not going to be able to accomplish anything else until we do that. Frankly, I think the people of Hawaii who are opposed to defying United States Title VIII law need to stand up and say, we have to have Hawaii taking care of the people of Hawaii. Our state is in serious shape. You're right about the roads, and it's not. You don't even have to need to do a poll. The Department of Transportation, the U.S. Department of Transportation, has rated Hawaii's roads the absolute worst in the country. Somebody over at UH ran an analysis and calculated that the Hawaii driver, on average, spends $700 a year repairing damage caused by the poor quality roads. And by the way, driving along the line for the light rail system, it's just potholes and rebar sticking up, and it's just a horrible mess down there. And again, looking at where those train stations are going to be located, it's tourist centers and shopping malls. That light rail system is really not designed to help ordinary Hawaiian individuals get around. It's all about connecting tourism centers and trying to draw some of the heavy business congestion out of Honolulu out toward Kapolei. And that's basically what it's been designed to do. But you're absolutely right. We've got a huge homeless problem here. Our tourism has been in decline ever since TSA started groping people. And our state government is so caught up in the liberal ideology, they're just oblivious to what's going on down here among ordinary people. And that cannot be allowed to stand any longer. People need to stand up. They need to shout. They need to complain. They need to talk with their friends and neighbors. And we need to start really expressing our discontent to our local government, that it's time for them to stop thinking in terms of the liberal New World Order ideology and start
exactly.
taking care of Hawaii, or we, the people of Hawaii, are going to sacrifice them to Madam Pele.
But we do not have, at this point, any structure to bring those of us who are understanding this New World Order agenda to really bring us together as a force, a kind of a group, an energy or something,
okay.
so that we can express. But the last thing is, I really would like to know what you and Claire are doing to feed homeless children, because I'm very interested in that. So is there any way for me to find out about that program that you're invested in? Because if you're invested in it, I know it's a good program.
Yeah, actually you can, but I'm going to ask you to contact me through the email. I don't want to give out the names of these programs because
what is your email?
Did that before. They got, well, it's WRH, Whiskey mm-hmm. Romeo Hotel, at whatreallyhappened.com, and just in the subject line, put Didi from Honolulu, and we will send you the information where you can contact the sponsoring organizations for these various programs and either lend a hand. I got to tell you, it's a real experience to go down there and actually take part in the food distribution. That for a lot of people,
children.
Yeah, that for a lot of people is their Buddha on the road moment.
Exactly. Listen, I thank you for all that you do, and I support you totally.
Well, thank you very much.
And
help spread the word about this. And as far as organizing a group to stand up to some of this nonsense, hey, if you've got lots of free
sanctuary
time,
state.
Yes.
Well, I don't know.
That's your
assignment.
That's your homework assignment for this next week, is to organize a structure for the Hawaii people to express their concerns over sanctuary state status.
But Mike, what I would like is to, do I go online to find out exactly what the requirements are? What is it expected in a sanctuary state? How we differ? Because I will never forget that San Francisco sanctuary city incident where the man is walking with his daughter just down the road, very peacefully, and she's shot by this illegal immigrant who had a past history of violence and for whatever reason had been let go three times and remained in California. I find that very challenging.
You can go on an unbiased search engine like DuckDuckGo or Yandex, and you can find all those stories and collect them together. If you want, you can set up your own website through GoDaddy
sanctuary city rules or
Sanctuary city. Well, the rules differ from location to location because there is no legal basis for a sanctuary city. It's just a description that sounds really wonderful, but it basically comes down to governors and mayors saying, we refuse to cooperate with the federal immigration customs enforcement. And that's a Title VIII violation right there. So there really is no formal definition of a sanctuary state because every single state, every single city is doing it in a somewhat different way. They simply tell the police, ignore the federal authorities, and there's a lot of friction caused by this. Anyway, listen, Dee Dee, I'm going to have to let you
Thank
go.
You.
We're running another
Thank
phone call here
much.
Waiting. Mahalo, and email me, and I'll get you that information about these Feed the Hungry programs. All right, we're going to switch over to Bob in Las Vegas. Aloha, Bob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Can you hold me over if the ad comes? If you have to.
Yeah, we got about 2 minutes. Go for it.
Okay. Thanks. That was a really nice lady. I tell you, I know you don't like to spend too much time on calls, but some of your callers are really decent people. You know, Tom from Florida is really a character, but you're from Errol in the Netherlands. What he thinks is going to happen tomorrow in the election. So, Errol, if you're listening, we need your expert analysis. Mike, have you heard anything from, I haven't seen anything coming out of the mouth of Tulsi Gabbard on this Hawaii's position on Trump's travel ban.
You know, I haven't either. Right now, Tulsi is working very hard with Rand Paul on her Stop Funding Terrorists bill.
Yes.
You know something? I'll make a point of contacting Tulsi's office and see where she stands on this. I have a feeling she's probably not all that cool about it. Again, it's a purely political, theoretical exercise because in the case of Hawaii, we only have 7 refugees here. Now, we do have a lot of illegal immigrants, and that's a separate category. I'll try and find out. I haven't heard from Tulsi, but I'm expecting that she's probably going to be very cool on this idea. For the very reasons that Dee Dee mentioned, our state is in serious economic trouble. They're being bankrupted by the collapse in tourism. They're being bankrupted by the cost overruns on the light rail system. We've got a gigantic homeless problem, and it can't go away. It's not like these people can walk to another state because we're in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. And in fact, there was even a big stink some years ago where some small towns on the mainland that only had maybe 3 or 4 homeless all bought them one-way plane tickets to Hawaii to send them out here, figuring that Hawaii's a democratic state. They'll just feed and take care of them. And so a lot of our homeless are from out of state. A lot of our homeless are people who were lured here to Hawaii with promises of a job, and then all of a sudden they get here, and the downturn in the economy, they lose the job, or the company they're working for has to close their doors, and they don't have enough money to get back to the mainland, and that can be a real tragedy. All right, so Bob, stay on the line. I am going to bring
you back
after these words from our sponsor.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Bob in Las Vegas. And Bob, what else did you want to talk about?
Mike, you know Jack Lord, I'm a big Hawaii Five-O fan, the original. He was very fond of Hawaii. I wonder what he would think about Hawaii in the state it's in today. You mentioned the illegals. Where are these illegals coming from?
Can I insert something there here? Because a lot of the stars that are in productions here in Hawaii tend to decide to stay here. Jack Lord, after Hawaii Five-O was over, he stayed here. Used to hang around Waikiki waiting to be recognized with with his absolutely epoxied perfect hair in place. It was hurricane proof. Yeah. A lot of the people who worked on Lost are still here on the island, and you know, it is a very, very beautiful place to be. But I can't speak for Jack Lord because I only ever saw him once shortly before he passed away. But certainly for my my friends within the production environment who've stayed here, overall, we all recognize Hawaii is not the place it used to be. Claire and I have been here for almost 20 years now. Never mind the decay of the roads and the decay of tourism and everything, the spirit of the people has been crushed down. When we came on out here, there really was a sense of the aloha state among the indigenous people, where they would stop and help you if you were in trouble. They'd loan you something. They'd say, here, take this, and really a strong sense of community and family. That is unfortunately rapidly eroding away under the economic pressure, the influx of the illegals, the skyrocketing drug and crime. And it is very, very painful to watch. And it is obviously a smaller scale version of what we're seeing happen all across the United States right now.
Where are the illegals coming from? Because that's a long swim from Mexico.
Some of them are coming from Central and South America. We also have an illegal problem coming in from Asia.
Wow. Okay. And then lastly, Mike, I heard Paul Craig Roberts with your buddy Richie Allen. He's very pessimistic. He feels like Trump has been captured on this Russia on the Russia U.S. relations, and the Russophobic people around him have basically taken over the policy. And as you said, Trump is in many ways distracted by this whole draining the swamp and all the attacks he's been receiving by from the media that he doesn't really have time to deal with foreign policy.
Well, apparently Julian Assange gave an interview to Alex Jones, and apparently what's coming out of there is that Barack Obama from his bunker there in Washington, D.C., is masterminding a plot to get Trump kicked out of the White House and put in Mike Pence, who's going to be much more amenable to the existing elite establishment than Donald Trump. So they're getting ready to send a message saying, we'll tell you you live in a democracy and you have freedom, but the reality is, no, we will pick our leaders ourselves, and your job is to sit there and give us your money, your obedience, and your children, and just otherwise shut the heck up, because you're just Eloy, and we are the Morlocks, and we are in charge.
Yeah, I know there was a headline that Paul Ryan allegedly said something in October that he's never going to defend Trump. I don't know if you saw that story, but I always knew Paul Ryan was a sneaky SOB.
Yeah, well, but again, the thing we have to be looking at behind all of these people is all of them have been surveilled by the National Security Agency, the NSA, and presumably CIA, and all these foreign governments have got all the dirt on these people, and that makes them controllable. If, in fact, this pedophile scandal is as widespread as some of the indications seem to be, then all of these people are completely compromised. And they're going to do whatever they're told to do, no matter how horrible it is, in order to keep their secrets from being made public.
Yeah. Okay, thank you so much, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to... we're not. We're going to put these next two phone calls off until after the next break here. The New York Times has finally been forced to admit that law enforcement officials are saying none of the investigations into this supposed link between Trump and Russia have found anything at all. There is no there. It's a big nothing burger that was being pushed by the establishment elite, by the liberals, by the corporate media, and because of the backlash on this from the independent media, even the New York Slimes is out there saying, well, yeah, I guess there's nothing there. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with more phone calls after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
happened? And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I need to scroll back up and see who my next caller is. So just give me a sec. Oh, here we go. We're talking with Rick in Fort Lauderdale. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. It might be the happiest day of my life. I'm reading, and I don't know if this is true. The White House seeks to cut billions of dollars in funding to the United Nations.
Yeah, well, I think that would probably be a very good thing, because the United States is one of the larger funders of the United Nations, and I think everybody ought to be paying the same thing. But the United States likes to control the United Nations. That's why they've been giving them so much money and why the UN headquarters are located in New York.
Well, it was coming out of foreignpolicy.com where I was finding it. It said something to the effect about cutting in half that we give $10 billion a year. So that would be absolutely amazing if we could keep some of that money for our infrastructure.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if since most of what the U.S. does at the United Nations is justify wars and protect Israel, we ought to let Israel pay our membership fee.
Oh, they have all our money. Why not?
Yeah, true. They got it. They can afford it.
Thanks, Mike.
Okay, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Mark in the Netherlands. Mark, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to say that here in the Netherlands, we're on the evening before the election, and it looks like the poll numbers are being fixed up again, faked out, making it look like all four parties, the four leading parties, are equal. And a second thing I read today is that the Dutch AIVD, which is the NSA of Holland, will continue to share data with all of their third-party partners, including the United States.
Yeah, it's just one big spy network all over the globe here.
It really is, and it's somewhat disappointing to see that an election with 18 parties that are participating tomorrow again is being taken over by what it looks like are globalists.
Well, the globalists right now are afraid of Geert Wilders. They're afraid of Marine Le Pen. It doesn't look like they're going to be able to stop Marine Le Pen because her main competition is just collapsing. He's now officially under investigation for giving his wife that phony job that she never actually had to do anything, and she was getting all this taxpayer money. So that appears to be over and done with. As far as Geert Wilders, we would all love to see him win, another Eurosceptic come on in, but the globalists are in a panic. They have been spending trillions of dollars and working for decades trying to push the world toward a single global government and a single global private central bank, and they're so close to achieving their goal they can taste it, and now they're desperate. It's starting to slip from their fingers, and they're in an absolute panic. And there is nothing, emphasis on nothing, they will not do to try and reverse the trend and regain control of the world.
You know, I couldn't agree with you more on that. I think that in 24 hours, we're going to know if that Wilders is going to be number one. I don't know how much of a difference it's going to make because all of the other parties have said they're not going to work with them here in the Netherlands. But with all of the media here, all of the international media, it would certainly be a big blow to the globalists if he won the election tomorrow. And I'm really holding on to my hat that in 24 hours, I'm going to be jumping up and down saying, we did it.
Well, I remember when Trump won, you know, going into our election last November, and the corporate media was saying Hillary's going to win in a landslide. Trump doesn't have a chance. And then we're watching the actual election numbers. And, you know, Hillary started out ahead because of the Eastern Seaboard liberals. And then as the day wore on, it became obvious that there was no landslide. And then finally it turned around for Trump. And I remember going in and waking up Claire, and I think it was like 1 or 2 in the morning. And I shook her awake and said, Trump did it. And we had a little party right then and there. So we may see the same thing in the Netherlands because we know the elections are being rigged. But we know that if an entire people unite together, they can overcome election fraud, even on such a massive scale as we saw here in the United States of America. And so to everybody in the Netherlands who is listening to my show, please make a point of getting on out there and voting, if for no other reason that somebody else doesn't vote using your name.
Hey, well, listen, that's about all I had to say. And thanks for your show. I really appreciate it. And my wife and I really enjoy listening to you in the evening here.
Well, thank you very much for the kind words here, and good luck tomorrow in the Netherlands. We're all watching. Tomorrow's going to be a heck of a day between your elections, the debt ceiling, a bunch of other stuff is happening. Beware the Ides of March, Caesar. And so it's going to be an interesting time.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Wes in Idaho. Aloha, Wes. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Have you done any coverage on Amazon banning the sale of hoax books as well as other authors, anyone that criticizes Jews, Tex Mars in particular? I don't know if you'd like him, but he's written some really hard books on religion, on the Jews, and I thought you would want to be talking about this issue.
We did talk about it. We talked about it, I think, last week when Amazon first announced it. And I think what's going to happen to Amazon is they're simply going to lose sales. They're literally going to be losing some sales over this issue. And of course, Amazon's public image now is one of the 21st century equivalent of book burning. And all it really does when Israel goes on out and says, ban this, ban that, criminalize this, it just makes it more and more obvious some great dark secret is being hidden. Because if you go on out and tell people that you saw Bigfoot, they'll chuckle at you, and that's it. You don't lose your job. You go on out and claim you saw a flying saucer with space aliens in it, you don't get thrown in prison. Only in this one area of asking questions about the Orthodox story of World War II are you subject to blacklisting, career wrecking, and imprisonment for daring to ask a question. Could it be any more obvious that some big secret is being protected by this behavior?
Okay, you might want to interview some of these authors that have been banned, like Mike King in particular. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Yeah, we've had some of these authors of these works on the show in the past, and time willing, we'll get some more of them back on. Obviously, right now is a very busy time geopolitically. All right, we're going to go back and get some news done here. We're going to close the phone lines, except for people from the Netherlands calling in about what's going on with Geert Wilders, until I can get caught up in the news. Now then, we just posted an article. This is from Zero Hedge, and it is another confirmation that Julian Assange is claiming that Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and the intelligence community are basically pushing for Donald Trump to somehow be removed from the White House and for Mike Pence to be given the presidency on the theory that Mike Pence is much more controllable. He will not upset the elite establishment. He'll go on borrowing huge amounts of money, spending it on the government, and forcing your great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren to pick up the tab on that. And so this is starting to stir all over the place. How are they going to get rid of Donald Trump? Well, they've talked about impeachment. That's not getting any traction in a GOP-controlled Congress. They're talking about trying to somehow claim he's mentally incompetent and remove him in the 25th Amendment. And if that doesn't work, we know they'll probably try the John F. Kennedy approach or the Robert F. Kennedy approach, depending upon your age. So let's see. Another story coming out of TruePundit.com. The FBI's own political terror plot. The deputy director and FBI brass secretly conspired to wage a coup against Michael Flynn and Donald Trump. Everyone was saying, where did this information that led to Michael Flynn's having to step down from the Trump administration, where did it come from? And according to this story, it's looking like the FBI itself is involved in leaking this out. We have a president that is hated by the entire establishment. The Democrats hate him. A lot of the Republicans hate him. The military-industrial complex hates him. Big Pharmaceutical hates him. And they are out to get rid of him, shove the American people back down into our dark little box and go on selling us bad products and taking our money and waging war across the globe. Because it's fun for them. They think it's great. The system's working wonderfully for them. They don't care what ordinary people are having to deal with. Money junkies never do. Now, remember when Obama said he was going to have the most transparent administration in history? Well, as it turns out, during Obama's last year in office, his administration spent $36 million in legal fees to oppose Freedom of Information Act lawsuits seeking transparent information about what was going on inside the government. So that's how transparent they really were. Now, getting on back to former Attorney General Loretta Lynch. Boy, she's ready to join the Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi old ladies club. She posted a video in which she came on out telling people it's time to protest. The time to protest is nigh, and it might be time to bleed and die for the cause. Doesn't actually say what the cause is. She's out there rousing the rabble against the presidency. So, let us all open our textbooks to Title 18, U.S. Code, Section 2383. Whoever incites, sets on foot, assists, or engages in any rebellion or insurrection against the authority of the United States or the laws thereof, or gives aid or comfort thereto, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 10 years or both, and shall be incapable of holding any office under the United States. So Loretta Lynch has just kissed off any possibility of ever holding any government office ever again. Were she to be prosecuted? And she ought to be. Now, I'm in a position of not agreeing with a lot of what Donald Trump is doing. And I think he has been imprisoned metaphorically and hijacked. And because he's so busy dealing with draining the swamp, that a lot of foreign policy is being set by the foreign policy establishment and not by Donald Trump. He's just going along with it because he doesn't have time to look at it. But be that as it may, he won the election. And everybody who's out there trying to get rid of him is basically a traitor to the country. Now, I've been critical of the government of the United States of America. I've certainly been critical of the Bush-Clinton drug gun-running duocracy and the CIA for a great many years. We just had our 23rd birthday a few days ago for whatreallyhappened.com or what became whatreallyhappened.com. But I do not advocate violent rebellion, because if it's one thing this government knows how to do, it's kill people. What I've been saying all along, and I am still of this opinion, this government is headed the same way as the former Soviet Union. It's going to tear itself apart. And I continue to counsel patience and suffrage. And it will come down. They can't keep going the way they're going. And all these people trying to get rid of Donald Trump so they can keep the system going the way it's going now are actually bringing about the end of that same system. And they don't realize it. Because of their money addiction, their power addiction, they're oblivious to anything happening around them, anything outside. They're oblivious to what's happening next week. It's just like a druggie who's got to get his fix tonight. They're not thinking what's going to be the consequence a week or a month or a year into the future. It's just all about now, getting that fix now. And that's why it's so dangerous. Another story coming out of, it's a YouTube video. Obama has an army and a secret office to overthrow Trump. Not much of a secret. Everybody pretty much knows it. Now, the good news is Democratic leaders are beginning to turn on Obama and his secret shadow government. They're even calling Obama's shadow government the devil. And it may be because the Democrats are realizing that all of the antics of Obama and Hillary and Loretta Lynch and all the rest of them, all of this tantrum and whining and crying, it's making the entire Democratic Party look very, very bad. We even ran a poll on our website earlier today. Is the Hillary-Obama continuing tantrum making the entire Democratic Party look bad? 98% said yes, only 2% said no. The other issue is that Democrats, as well as some Republicans, are probably realizing that an attempt to force Donald Trump from office could, in fact, trigger the final collapse of the entire federal government. And that's a reason to sort of pull back and say, yeah, he did win the election, despite all the pro-Hillary fraud and all the pro-Hillary propaganda in the corporate media. The American people voted for Donald Trump. We might be well advised to just sort of get used to that idea and move forward. Meghan McCain is out there saying Obama is the most bitter ex-president this nation has ever had. And certainly we've been seeing that. He has broken with past tradition where departing presidents basically retire into private life. And they stay quiet for at least a year before they speak publicly about their successor. Not Obama. He went on the attack the day he had to turn in his parking pass at the White House. They could easily provoke a civil war. I would not want to see that happen. The establishment against the people. That's the civil war. Obviously, I'm on the side of the people. I presume you all are as well. Now, turning to foreign politics, German Foreign Minister Sigmar Gabriel has absolutely yanked the rug out from Angela Merkel, where she has been screaming for months now about Russian interference in Germany's elections. And the German Foreign Minister is saying, no, that's a fantasy. just like the New York Slimes has admitted that was a fantasy here in the United States. It's all just propaganda. It's Russia bashing. It's whining. Now, as I mentioned a little earlier in the show, the French presidential candidate, François Fillon, is formally placed under investigation over his giving his wife a supposed government job that did not require her to actually do anything or even to show up, for which she got a very hefty taxpayer-funded salary. And as a result, Fillon's poll numbers are collapsing. People are distancing themselves from him. He's basically a done deal. And all he can do is run around saying, but Marine Le Pen posted pictures of children killed by war on social media. That's illegal under French law. She needs to be in jail. Go after her. Don't go after me. Not going to work. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back after these few words.
Your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future, and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Let's talk about election fraud. And it is something that is going to have to be dealt with by Donald Trump, by the American people before the 2018 midterm elections, or we will have a totally Democratic Congress and Donald Trump will be paralyzed. That's how important it is. And again, I want to refresh everybody about the timeline over the vote fraud issue last October in response to Donald Trump's suggestion that our election system may not be 100% honest. President Barack Obama got up there in October and said, nobody can rig America's elections. They're spread out too much. It's absolutely impossible to do. And then, of course, November came and went. Donald Trump won, and Jill Stein's out there screaming, we have to have recounts in these states that Donald Trump won by a narrow margin because we're suspecting election fraud. And that one kind of backfired because the recounts actually increased Trump's margin and uncovered pro-Hillary election fraud. Then we had Hillary come on out and say Russia was hacking the election. And today, every time somebody says we want to actually investigate last year's election for fraud, we get people from the NAACP out there screaming, don't you dare look at the elections. Don't you dare investigate. You're being racist. You're being exclusion. You're being terrible people to even to look for the election fraud. Okay, over in Ohio, Rebecca A. Hammonds has been sentenced to just 6 months in prison for 14 counts of voter fraud, and that was trimmed down from the original charge of 35 counts. And she was a paid Ohio organizing collaborative canvasser, a liberal Democrat, and she was faking voter registration forms. And thankfully, somebody was paying attention and double-checking those voter registration forms and found out the names didn't line up with the addresses or the phone numbers. In a lot of cases, the people were just dead. Yes, there was massive election fraud. Yes, it favored Hillary Clinton. Yes, we, the American people, working together, were able to overcome it. But it's an absolute guarantee that those whose business is the rigging of elections are working on improving their skills, making them more potent, more difficult to detect for the 2018 midterm elections in order to put a Democratic majority into the House and the Senate, at which point Donald Trump could be impeached and Mike Pence put in. This is an issue that has to be dealt with. This is the issue that has to be dealt with first before any other changes are possible peacefully. We, the American people, need to regain control over that very simple decision: who gets those offices of power? And we have to regain our right to choose our own leaders and not have them chosen by Wall Street, the military-industrial complex, by Israel. That's how important it is. As we get further into the summer, we're going to really start cranking up on a huge campaign to enrage the American people, make them face up to the fact our election system is so crooked they have to screw the ballots into the ballot box, and unite everybody to demand real election reform, not just more empty promises. Got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
For you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss.
go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I can get too. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.